Thank you, Pastor Chris, for the kind introduction. Hi, greetings in the name of the Lord. Okay, Pastor Chris has mentioned my name, so I am Benny Liu, and just in a while, in a moment, there's going to be a picture of my family. I really born and bred in a town of Kampong Kok, Setiawan. If any one of you here, it's a land of kolom mee and, you know, of plenty of seafood as well. So I really miss the food there, and I'm glad to see all of you here, actually, in the auditorium. And to all of you who are online, I feel your presence too, yeah? So I think let's get connected, even as I share the message, okay? Before we begin, I just want to greet your shalom, peace be upon you. And the picture for my family is it up? Okay. I'm married with one wife. Her name is Debbie, and I have an 11-year-old son named Isaac, and he's going to secondary school coming next year. Time really flies. He skips one level, and this is where you can see us. Purposely put a Christmas tree beside us so that it's more season right now. Okay, so that's my wife, Debbie. She has been very supportive, and I'm glad that you know, we are one family now staying in KL. Okay, thank you. So I just want to wish you all shalom. And shalom is the word that Pastor Chris used just now and earlier as well. Shalom is the word in Hebrew which means peace, some of you know. And also that we will say, some of us will declare as peace be with you, all right? Before we read the scripture, I would like to share with you a simple greeting that is connected with my message today, right? It is the exact word of peace be with you in sign language, all right? Is that okay? It is very simple. This is how you do it. I'll just show you. I'm not an expert in sign languages, but this is how it works. It comes with a word. There's no one word for peace, okay? But it comes with a word. You do this. You put your hands together. You can do it with me. And then you just change it around. And this calls to become, okay? To become, all right? You to become quiet. So it represents peace, okay? And peace be with you is, this is with you, right? It's very simple. So if you do, peace be with you. Okay, now you turn to each other. Even online, if somebody is next to you, you can just turn to each other and say, peace be with you. And how do you respond? And this is how you respond in sign language. And also with you. Okay, let's do that again. Peace be with you. And then you respond, and also with you. Okay, thank you for doing that to me, because I really need peace right now. Okay? So if anything that you forget about today's message, I hope that you can actually do this with one another. Because it's really apt at this moment, you know, when we have this physical distancing with us, so you can do this peace be with you. Okay? Shall we stand, and we shall read from the word Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. Okay, for you online at home, please do stand as well with us, and then you can just read together with us. All right, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. Let's read together. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we invite your presence to illuminate our entire being today, wherever we may be. Let your words inform our minds, inspire our hearts, and instruct our behavior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. All right. Let me begin by asking this question to all of us. What does peace look like to you? The word peace itself holds different meaning to different people. Let me illustrate that to you by a few pictures, all right? Now, if you look at the picture, some of you may think that peace is high up in a mountain where there is no busy street sounds. You know, there's no disturbance, there's no noise, all right? Some of you, or perhaps you are surrounded by quiet waters and also forest trees, you know, greeneries. That brings you peace, right? Some of you, maybe it's a picture-perfect sunset that you sit there, or the sunrise by fields of flowers, right? Some of you may just want to have a simple, peaceful moment, perhaps at home, or feel, you know, so many children around, you just want to have that peace. Or maybe it's a good fine dining, or just at your favorite restaurant where you can sit there and just be in peace. Now, everyone really wants peace. Whether you are a national leader who sits across the table from another world leaders, or a businessman facing pressures and deadlines at the office, or a homemaker trying to take care of the kids, or a student just trying to make it through the semester. You know, everyone wants a piece of peace. And most people will go to whatever limit sometimes to find that peace. But most of us today, if we are honest to ourselves, we find more stress than peace, right? Let us take a short pause at this moment for maybe 10 seconds and just reflect. What is that one circumstances of situation that you lack peace at this moment? Let us just reflect. Now you hold that in your mind as you talk about peace. Some of us, I know, we're just waiting for the lockdown to open so that we can actually travel, all right? And you find rest, you find peace from all the busyness in life. And when you return, of course, from your vacation, of course, you find that you sense, you know, that you're really coming back to reality, that all the peace and the rest is left behind where you have been, okay? So what is the reality today that we are facing? Some of them includes the woes of health endemic, really, what we are going through, the economic breakdown, perhaps, the social concerns, the corrupted governance, the fear of terrorism, conflicts, and even the image of chaos that may come in the future. With so many variants of COVID coming around, you will feel that there is no end, there's no peace that is near the corner. All of the above disturbs the peace that we are so desiring in our hearts and long for. So what is actually the meaning of peace? Now, in our modern dictionary, right, the peace is defined as the freedom from disturbance, tranquility, or perhaps a state of or period in where there is no war or where war has ended. Well, in the Bible, peace carries a different meaning, a fundamental meaning, saying that this is a welfare, a prosperity, a wholeness, as well as the absence of hostility. The people at that time in the Bible, most of them were using shalom, we mentioned earlier on, meaning peace, as a greeting and a farewell statement, which we don't do today, right? They do that to one another to communicate many, many different reasons. They communicate absence of hostility. They communicate reconciliation, serenity, spiritual peace, tranquility, and sometimes it's even truth. You can imagine with me, it said shalom. Then the other person said shalom. So there is this peace between two persons. Another important term of peace is often used to describe a relationship categorized by friendship, care, loyalty, and love. This relationship can be with God or between people. To be at peace with someone, then it can mean that more than just the absence of hostility, but a relationship of love and tranquility and loyalty. Most importantly for us, a relationship with God marked by loyalty and love is also described as a relationship of peace. How can we then achieve this peace? The world peace that everyone here or even online is hoping for, where all conflicts globally or nationally, within communities, between races, among families, you know, gone. There's no sorts of that. It's only peace. If there is only this peace on earth that will last forever, well, how do we obtain that peace that lasts? To know how, we need to answer the first question. Why do we desire peace? Why do we desire peace so much? The first, we desire peace because we want to rid off the brokenness and sorrow. It is natural for us to want to enjoy the pleasures of life and living, right? We do not want to have the feelings of brokenness, worries, anxieties, because it brings us sorrows. We will always try to avoid misery and suffering, and we'll go to great lengths to make sure we don't have them, right? Anyone here loves suffering or pain or sorrow? We all do not like them, right? We are saying that we want to have always the peace of mind, okay? Last week, we hear about Pastor Adrian talking about the sheep. You know, I learned so much about the sheep's condition. You know, one of the sheep's condition was mentioned that the sheep has dealt with fear, friction, flies, or famine. When they have dealt with that, then they can only eat and they can only lie down. You know, when we as humans, when we are worried and despair, well, the first thing that happens to us is we cannot sleep. Some of us, we cannot eat, right? And then, sometimes it may meant as a good news that you slim down, but it could be because you can't eat, because you are worried, and there is no peace in life. You can really relate with me. It reminds me, recently, a few years back, a close friend of mine who was having marital issues where his wife walked out from him after 20 years of marriage. You know how that feelings come upon him. His life was just turned upside down. And all he could wish for is that things could be back to normal. You know, that's the peace that he is desiring, where things can be back to normal. The second reason why we desire peace is without us knowing that we are trying to escape the consequences of sin. Do you know, ever since Adam and Eve sinned against God in the Garden of Eden, the result of that sinful disobedience was a curse to our entire human existence. Our relationship with our holy God and Creator has been broken. And the effects of that in our inner being always desires to restore that relationship and make peace with God. Now, you heard the term, where is the curse found? This curse that I mentioned, it is found everywhere we look. We see the curse and its malignant effect. How far does it extend to? To every atom, to every molecule of creation, from coast to coast, shore to shore, sky to sky, and to every square inch of this planet. That is how far the curse is found. You will relate to me when I say that in these days of social media, news across the globe reaches to us in mere minutes. And we know that corruption, murder, conflicts, crisis not only happen in Malaysia, but nearly every place in the world. The consequences of sin is found everywhere. All of us at this time, we want to keep fit. Some of you, during lockdown, you eat more. Some of you eat less. You dreaded when it was locked down. But when lockdown was lifted, you dreaded that it was not locked down. How many of you feel that, right? So you're trying to just adjust back to your routines, right? So many things that comes into play in your business, in your financials, okay? In health, right? A common example contributes sometimes in our relationship issues and health issues happen regardless of whether it's locked down or not locked down. Our body will always depreciate. We cannot escape death. Conflict in relationship will remove the atmosphere of peace almost immediately, as well as sometimes a bad medical report. You know, you can be happy today, and when you receive a bad report, you know, your life just turns upside down. And everything changes in the plan of your life. We long to escape the consequences and yearn to receive blessings and favor from God.
So that's, we know that why we desire peace, because we want to rid of brokenness and sorrow. We want to escape the consequences of sin. Not everything is bad. There is a desire of peace for good, which is to serve and glorify God in a Christian living, of course. What do I mean? For Christians, right, peace, it enables freedom to do God's work. And so that churches can multiply. I'm very happy. Pastor Chris mentioned that, you know, I must be a young boy. Yeah, I'm not that old, 20 years. We only celebrated DMC 40 years, you know, of God's goodness. Now 41, 42. We celebrated His goodness. And now we have grown so much. And all of you have been a big part of DMC's life. You know, we have grown now. We even have hybrid celebration. We have people online. And now we are opening back to in-person. Well, we also have multi-sites in DMC at Puchong. And we know there are more to come in Malaysia. We are not done yet for Malaysia. Amen. Okay. So a great biblical example is found in Acts chapter 9, verse 31. You know, at that time, the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened. All right? So living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit, it increased in numbers. So you can see there, they enjoy a time of peace and there is an increase of numbers. So we desire peace for many reasons. So now, since we desire that peace, how do we obtain that lasting peace? Right? We come to the verses we read earlier on. Okay? Prophet Isaiah wrote that. And he wrote about how Israel at that time, they refused God. And due to that disobedience, the Assyrians, the enemies of the Israel, was coming to bring judgment to them. But nevertheless, Isaiah prophesied this. Through that judgment, special deliverance will come. God will send the chosen one to rescue them. And that was referred to as a messianic prophecy. Now, this prophecy is not only for Israelites, but for the entire world, even for us now. It is a part of God's deliverance and restoration plan. What was God's restoration plan? Okay. First, it is the birth of Jesus. Jesus' birth. We read earlier, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. You can read with me where you are. Let's claim this together even online, right? For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. God revealed to us that through Isaiah that he will give us, Israel and here today, a son. His son. And notice the key word. The key word is to us. Consider the language of the prophet used when delivering the comforting promise. For a child is born to us. A son is given to us. The prophecy promises that a child is to be born and the recipient of the blessing is whom? Yes, us. Well, when I was doing this, I remembered, you know, back in the days where I was courting or I'm single, right? I have this very, very important advice from my counselors. They were my counselors since Sunday school, and then they went to the youth. So I was attending Methodist Youth Fellowship, and this was their advice to me during that time. Hey, Benny, do you know that you can actually pray for your future partner? And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. You know, like as teenagers, right, you want to act macho. So I say like, oh, no such thing. You know, but I take heed of their advice and I pray for my future wife. And lo and behold, of course, I have God is good. God is great. He gave me a wonderful, supporting and loving wife. And what was my point? My point is that they were my counselors. All right? How good it is if someone is there to counsel and to help you, to grant you good advice, okay, in life so that you can grow and make right decisions. As we bring back to this, when God told us that His Son will be our wonderful counselor, you know, which these two words itself, when you combine the idea of something wonderful, extraordinary, miraculous, with the skill of giving wise advice, making plans and counsel. Wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't all of us want that, right? So the Lord has given us His Son, who is a wonderful counselor. But not only that, no. He is our mighty God, who is our creator of all things. He created everything. An everlasting Father, which represents that, you know, Father represents that we are His children. And not only we are His children, what does a father do? He provides for us. And He is our provider, you know. But not to forget the last one, He is called the Prince of Peace. This is where, you know, we are assured that He is in control and He will sovereignly rule, removing all hostility and bring everlasting peace to the world. Now again, this messianic prophecy came true in the person of Jesus Christ. And these attributes and characteristics bestowed upon Him was given to whom? Was given to us by God. God not only gave us His Son and His wonderful attributes and characteristics to lead and guide us, He also prepared Him to be the great sacrifice to redeem us from the eternal damnation, from our own sin. You know, I always love this sentence, from one man, Adam, the curse began. We mentioned the curse before. With one man, who is Jesus, God will remove it. And how did Jesus remove and achieve that? It is through the second point, Jesus' sacrifice. Now, we are all sinners. We know that. We all are short of God's benchmark. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. What we sinners could not do and cannot do for ourselves, Christ has done for us. He removed the curse and the power of the law to condemn us. Now, how did He remove that? He redeemed us from the curse by becoming curse for us. The sinless Son of God become man and dwell among us. The sinless Son of God become sin for us in order that we might become the righteousness of God. He became a curse for us by hanging on a tree in fulfillment of the Scripture. You know, I imagine this. I imagine all my sin, all the bad things that I've done. Not only what I have done, but what my ancestors have done. Not only what they have done and the generations, but what is have done past, present, and perhaps the future. Imagine all this. We cannot redeem ourselves. But God sent His Son to take all this unto Himself, the curse, and to redeem us and to save us and to take us away from this curse. 2 Corinthians 5:21 confirms this. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. He made Him who had no sin to be sin for us so that He might become the righteousness of God. Christ died on the cross in our place, bearing all the shame and the guilt, paying the full penalty for our sin, dying as our substitute in our place. He shed His blood. He redeemed us from the curse by becoming a curse for us. He died our death in our place, bearing our sin, redeeming us from the curse. But that is good news. We talk about death. On the third day, we know that the Father raised Him from the dead. The climax of His restoration plan. The curse and the crucified Savior rose victorious from the grave. And because of that, we can now have hope, joy, and peace. Today, we know that there are many of your friends or relatives or close ones that you have known that may have passed on in this season, right? I've done a few funerals myself during this lockdown period, during this pandemic. You know, what we always share during a funeral, oftentimes you will know that a Christian funeral, there is hope, there is peace. that is hope, and we know that our loved ones who passed away is with the Lord right now. And this is the whole reason of why they can be with the Lord, because Christ has died and Christ has resurrected. And this is why there are hope. There is hope for Christians in the life of glory, in the life of eternal. Okay? So how do we know that this is lasting? So the last part, the last point is that Jesus' lasting peace. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7, of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The answer is plain and simple in this verse 7. There will be no end, and the throne he establishes will be forever. No other prophecies come near to what God has promised through Jesus Christ. Not only he possesses the attributes that can we trust and rely on, he reigns and upholds justice and righteousness. His kingdom was established when he came to earth and when he walked among us. He taught us how to prepare and live as a life of God, God's people, for his eternal kingdom when he returns to rule in the second coming. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. And all this is backed up by God's zeal, the great energy, enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective, the meaning of the zeal. So, friends, God has redeemed all of us, Jews or Gentiles, you know, the two groups become one, back to his loving grace and mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is our peace. I want to share this in Ephesians 2:14. It says that, for he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. Therefore, friends, I hope that by knowing and acknowledging who Jesus is and what he has done for us, we rest in the assurance that Jesus, that he is our peace. He is our source of peace. You know, earlier I mentioned about a friend who had the marital issues, that he was feeling very devastated. You know, his heart was really filled with sorrow and brokenness, and he was desiring that peace. Through our relationship and he coming and visiting UMC at Puchong, we had the privilege to draw him near to God. He came to trust in Jesus. And I always remember this when I spend time with him right after he was born again. He said that when he invited Jesus to his heart, immediately he felt such a peace that he really could not understand. This was the peace of God that he was feeling. And that was his experience. I myself have many, many experiences from God's peace. Allow me to share one. I always titled this my rooftop experience. Okay, it's not David's kind of experience on the rooftop, but it's kind of similar. Astro is a really, really great place to work in, and I had the privilege to just spend time for 16 years being in that company. Recently, we just met with some of our ex-colleagues, close friends, and we had dinner together. It was really, really so much fun recollecting the experiences that we have. We have laughter, and we will cry, and then we will laugh until we cry, you know. And these are the experiences that I cherish. But there is a time where I knew that God's calling to me was near. And this was a calling, even as I began working in Astro, God has called me to full-time ministry, which I knew. And I remember this time when I was receiving offer letter from UMC. I was all prepared, and I knew God's timing was there. You know, I'm planning to resign from company to go full-time, the next chapter of my life, to answer the call. I knew that by moving from corporate world, you know, there is a 80% cut of your salaries, you know. But I made preparations, you know, because of God's plan for me. I had time to make the preparation. So I'm really excited to jump on board. But when I received that offer letter and to in a realization to know that my salary is cut that much, I kid you not, I straight away had sore throat. Pastor Chris did not know that, you know. I straight away had sore throat. It felt like my throat went down my stomach, you know, like, oh. Suddenly reality hit. I'm like, hey, I'm prepared for this. How come I'm feeling this? You know, and it was a struggle. So suddenly I had this, and for the first time, I felt like I was wrestling with God. I was starting to discuss with God, God, what is this? Can I survive or not? Can I survive with my family or not? You know, I was just asking this, all right? Okay, it's not that bad. DMC, you know, is taking care of the people. But it was mine. It was my struggle. So the rooftop experience happened when I went back and I shared with my wife and I said I had sore throat and I'm drawing a fever. Wow, this is like serious. So the next morning I thought I was talking to God and I said, God, I really need to spend time with you. So I went up to my condo's rooftop, the condo's top. They had an infinity pool. So I thought I want to spend time with God. So I remember it was 7 o'clock in the morning. So I told my wife, I could not sleep. See, when you have no peace, you cannot sleep, right? Okay, so I went up to the rooftop, I scanned the access card, and then I go in, and then I just stretch myself out on the chair. And I brought a book, spend time with God, and I just wanted to read the book. And I remembered Gideon was asking God for confirmation. You know, it's not nice to test God, but I was feeling, you know, fearful and feeling disturbed, no peace. So I say, God, you gave Gideon signs. Can you give me a sign to confirm that I'm making the right decision? I look up to the sky. Nothing. Okay. Nothing. I'm alone, you know. Then I say, okay, never mind. I will wait. I know you asked me to wait. Then I look up again. Then I saw this trail of a plane. You know the trail of a plane? Sometimes you have those kind of trail. Like, wow, God, first sign. Okay. I'm a bit selfish, you know. I say, God, can you give me 3 signs? Just to make sure that it's like just like Gideon, right? So I never mind. So I say, okay, God, I saw your sign. Okay, thank you. Then I spent time with God. For 45 minutes, I was reading the book and I was talking to him and I was praying. All right? Then when I finished, I'm like, okay, God, you gave me the sign. Give me the second sign. I look up the sky again, hoping for another sign. That's none. I knew you must look twice. You cannot look one time. So I looked second time. I saw the trail, this time the other side. Wow, I'm like, okay, second sign. So I say, God, thank you, Lord. Then, you know, devil is always at work. He gave me a doubt. Benny, you are staying in Puchong, it's near the airport. Definitely there's a lot of plane. So I'm like, okay. God knew what the devil tried to do. Just then, the guard came. There was a security guard who came. Then, like, hello, good morning. At that time, it was 8-something, 9. So he came, then he asked me, how do you come in, sir? I'm like, through the door? Then he's like, okay. Then it dawned upon me. I think the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Then I asked him this question. Is it supposed to be locked? He said, yes. 9 o'clock only, the access open. How many of you got goosebumps now, huh? So I'm like, wow, God allowed me to come in to spend time with Him. And at that time, I prayed and this was the voice that came to me. Benny, I know that you want to serve, your heart wants to serve me, you know, but let me take care of you. Wow, such peace just came upon me. Let me take care of you. So that trust and that peace just came upon me. And immediately, my sore throat gone? No, my sore throat gone the next day. Immediately, I felt peace and I decided, yes, I will. I will answer the call. I did tell Pastor Moihau, I'll tell him in a Monday or Friday at the following week. But that Sunday itself, I felt the confirmation. So I was happy. I went down, I told this story to my wife and I said, let's go to church on Sunday and tell Pastor Moihau. Okay, so we went to Sunday. Okay, long story, it's going to end. Okay, so we came to this place, Dream Center. Okay, I dropped off my wife and then the parking was full as usual before lockdown. So I parked at Jaya. So I came down. When I parked at Jaya, you all remember, right? I said got three signs, right? So God only gave me two, no? I'm a bit still not doubting, but I have peace in my mind. I said, God, okay, you did say three, let's complete this. You know, you're a God who promises. So maybe the third sign will be, I don't know how to tell Pastor Moy how. Maybe you let him, if he is standing at the door shaking hands today, then I will tell him. So my heart was beating very strongly when I came down and I walked. I'm like, I don't know whether he's there or not. What if he's not there? Am I feeling wrong? Am I making the wrong decision? But okay, and as I walked from the window there, I just smiled so big because Pastor Moy Hao was there. He was shaking hands. And I came to him. I said, Pastor Moy Hao, I'm going full time. Then he gave me a high five. And that's the peace that I received from God. You know, and that's the joy that I have, knowing that, you know, Christ is enough. Despite all the thoughts that I have about financial, how's my financial, how's the health, how is my future of my children, God told me He will take care of me. And He was indeed enough. Because to this day, I have never lacked anything. Praise God. You know, you can give God a clap. So whatever situations, my friends, circumstances or experiences you encounter now, you know, Jesus is our source of peace and He is sufficient to help us to overcome it. Therefore, this is my big idea. You know, my big idea, I would like to give you an acronym to remember because I remember it this way. The big idea is our peace is found when our present experience acknowledging Christ is enough. This is my peace. Jesus is not only a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting Father, but He is also our Prince of Peace. Now, how can we respond and apply then to this knowledge with regards to this? As we are in this season of Christmas, this will be a great opportunity for us to display our attributes of peace to mankind, to your friends, to your families. Allow me to share three simple ways. The first one is, we need to be at peace. As individuals in these chaotic times, be at peace is knowing that Jesus is with us, in us, and for us. He has overcome the world and He understands what you are going through. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said this, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. You know, we have, even saying this, we are often upset about many things. And sometimes, we often upset with things that we cannot control. We say that the evil is prevailing. There's so much corruption. There's, you know, you don't see an end to this evil. And there's no peace. But in Isaiah 48, chapter 2, right? Let me just assure you that the Lord says, there is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Because we must acknowledge that for the evil that is in this world, know that God is in control and the final judgment is in His hands. We just need to persevere in our journey of faith and obey His leading as the church. Okay? Even during this lockdown, we have this very sweet lady from DMC at Puchong. She came first time when we opened, she accepted the Lord. And during lockdown, she called me numerous times because she knows the Lord and she knows the Lord is giving her peace. But oftentimes at night, she doesn't have that peace. So she will call me and we will talk and we will pray together. And she will often ask this, pray for me so that I can have that peace, so that my anxiousness and my anxiety and my worries are gone. So without fail, God is really faithful. And as we pray, she will have that peace. Secondly, besides being at peace, we need to live in peace. Now, be at peace is knowing that you have peace. But to live in peace is the action of applying this peace in your life. Live by keeping in step with the Spirit and bring all our petitions, our worries, our anxieties to Jesus. Why? Because He is also interceding for us in heaven as we speak. He prays for us on behalf. How do I know that? In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to him, to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. So Jesus is praying for us. I want to share this another example. A few months ago, you know, I have three siblings. I have a brother and two sisters, where my eldest brother lives in Klang Valley and while my both sisters stay in Singapore. Okay, a few months back, while one of my sister is waiting for her vaccination, all right, somehow she contracted COVID during one of her lunch appointments. You know, how would that sound when you get that notice, when you get the SMS message in a family message that, hey, I'm tested positive COVID and I don't have vaccination. You know, immediately, of course, worry, sadness, anxiety came. But right there and then, we knew that God has to come into the picture. And we immediately, as a family, we come and say, let's pray. Let's pray for my sister. We were overwhelmed with fear and worries, right? For what is to come. But as we committed her into prayer, we know that she belongs to God. We know that His love is for her. And when we pray, and after we pray, we felt peace. Regardless of what situation it is, God's peace just came upon our family. But we persevere. We being at peace, we live and apply in that peace in petition and prayer, we pray. Our cell groups, of course, our church leaders and our pastors continue to pray for her. And we are grateful, you know what? God answered our prayers and my sister recovered from COVID. And this is a blessing that we have. And we know many people did not go through this blessing or may have a different reasons of having their loved ones lost to COVID. Many, many of our friends and loved ones. But despite any situation that we are thinking of, we have that peace of God in our family and we are grateful for His faithfulness. Philippians 4, chapter 6, verse 7, it reminds us, friends, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, the peace of God which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds and your minds in Christ Jesus. Not only it guards your heart, it guards your mind in Christ Jesus. So so the points are to be at peace, to live in peace. Thirdly, of course, we offer peace. Just as how Jesus offered and gave us peace, we as followers and ambassadors of Christ, therefore, must always live to pursue and promote peace. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Not only that, as Christ followers, we must also pursue this peace. Psalms 34, verse 14 says, turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. During this Christmas season, it is always good to end the year with a reflection and thanksgiving to the Lord. Whatever conflicts, hurts, disappointments, regrets, look to Jesus and pursue peace so that it may go well with you. There are many opportunities. You may ask, where can you start? There are opportunities at home, in the office. My friend who received peace from God right now, he's so happy and glad that now in his office, they used to have politics, they used to find blame with one another, but he has a new goal. His goal is to be the peacemaker. So he will speak to the top supervisors, and then he will speak to the subordinates and the employees, and he will try to make peace however he can. And he finds joy in doing that. You know, he seeks peace and he pursued it. Last but not least, if we are called to be ambassadors of Christ, desiring peace on earth, yeah, which what we all want, we need to always be praying for our community, our nation, and the nations of the world. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 2 encourages us, I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. You know, as I invite the Resonate team to come up, I have not forgotten that our theme for this Advent is joy to the world. In the third stanza of this song, we are clearly singing about how with Jesus and his second coming, that there will no longer be sin and sorrow. He comes to make blessings flow, and his peace goes as far as the curse is found. So the peace goes how far now? As far as the curse is found. So it goes beyond. Remember in the beginning, I started by asking, what does peace really look like to you? Now, let me share another picture. Another picture that I will leave you with is about a lasting peace. Look at this picture. You can see the waterfall. You can see behind there, there's a thunder. You can see, and you can probably imagine and imagine the sound, the noise that's happening. Now, this painted picture is titled Peace in the Midst of the Storm by Jack E. Dawson. What you really didn't notice is that if I zoom in just below the waterfall, if you can see right now, just below the waterfall, you will see a dove sitting on her nest with the eggs. Now imagine the noise, imagine the storm. This is how our posture would be when Jesus is our peace. In the midst of storms, in the midst of thunder, in the midst of noise, in the midst of being uncomfortable, we will always have that lasting peace that is found in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us close our eyes at this moment and just reflect on that one peace that you were thinking of, that one situation that you lack peace. Are you ready to surrender that to God? You know, if I'm holding, picture this, that you are holding a bottle filled with water. And you're holding it this way, like how I'm holding it, with a clenched fist. Yeah, there is a weight to this bottle, but the weight is minor and it's quite light, and you're holding it. If I ask you to hold it for 10 minutes, it will be not a problem. If I ask you to hold it for 1 hour, multiply that to 1 day, to 1 week, to 1 year, how would your hand feel? You would know that your hand would be numb. The bottle, which is having the same weight, will be heavier and heavier. And this is what happens if you are holding on to something that disturbs your peace. If you are holding to something that you are not willing to let go. How do we overcome this bottle in our hand? We just have to put it down and we have to let go. Now, to have this peace right now, you have to let go of that hurt, of that disappointment. You have to let go and know that the Lord is there. He is your counselor, your mighty God, your everlasting Father. He's your Prince of Peace. Now, as we sing this song, still, I want you to hear the words. Even hum it in your heart or sing it. However it may be, know that the Lord is here with you.
When the oceans rise and thunders roar, and I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood, and I will be still, know you are God. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, and I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the floods, and I will be
still. Can I invite you to stand and sing this song, this chorus? Sing it loud.
When the oceans rise and thunders roar, and I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood, and I will be still, know you are God.
Yes, Christ is with us, and indeed He is enough. I would like to invite those who have yet to experience this peace, and if you wish to have it, you can trust in Him and know that He is the Prince of Peace. If you'd like to trust in Jesus today, allow me to lead you in a simple prayer. The words will be on the screen, and you can say it with me. And for those who are Christians, you want to rededicate your life, you say it with me as well. And brothers and sisters who are here, you can say it out loud so that those who are saying it, they will know that you are with them as well. If you would like to receive Christ as your Savior, say this with me. Lord Jesus, I know I have sinned against God, and I am sorry that I want to turn away from all that is wrong. Thank you for making it possible for me to have forgiveness from God. Please, Lord Jesus, come and be the master of my life and help me by your Spirit to live right. In your name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, if you have said this prayer in your heart for the first time, we would like to journey with you and answer any queries you may have. You can see a lower third right now, and QR code or a link. Do scan it, or you can even click on the raise hands button on the public chat, and we will connect with you. Let us all now lift our hands, even here and at home. Let us lift our hands in receiving the Lord's blessing. And even as we say this, and after we say this, those who need any prayer, can I invite you to just come in front, and we will adhere to the SOP. There will be pastors here to pray for you. And those who are online, if you need that prayer as well, click on that request prayer button, and the leaders and pastors will also be with you. So as we lift our hands, let's receive these blessings, and let me pray as we close. Dear Lord, thank you for this everlasting peace that has been made available for us. When the oceans rise and thunders roar in our lives, we know that we soar with you above the storms because, Lord, you are our peace. We surrender ourselves to you and we acknowledge that you have overcome the world. And our hope is in you. Our joy is in you. And our peace now is with you. We commit our lives to you today, and we pray for a Spirit-filled life in our journey of faith. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May He lift up His countenance upon each and every one of you and give you His peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and peace be with you.